Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to our broadcast here on 860. And as you know, our range is southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And of course, we do ask all of you to spread the word to your family and friends and invite them to tune in as our broadcast is live right now. And we will have rebroadcasts of today's broadcast up on the internet this afternoon, and it stays up there for a long time, so you can tune in anytime. If you received an email announcing the broadcast, send it off, text it off, whatever, and invite family and friends to tune in, because we get a lot of good comments from people. And as I said so often, I welcome your comments and suggestions, and they are used during our broadcast, which people are able to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Well, I want to say, first of all, we've been on the air trying to promote the Buy American Made campaign, urging people to support American Made products since 1999, when I started my first commentary, urging people to come together and let's support one another. And boy, have we been trying to do a job. I know that many of the people on a national level are supported by, you know, American companies and a lot of foreign companies. So they continue to tell me that those kinds of things are controversial. My pushing, you know, more American 50-50 balance. And well, I think it's insane, but you know, I speak what's on my mind, and I should identify more of these people on air. I want to say a special thank you to Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store. And I want to remind you that Mark also has a radio show, and that radio show is linked on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It's right under the logo of his store, Made in America store, and Mark has over 12,000 items, 100% made in the United States of America. And no matter what you're looking for, a great way for you to spread the word is to have something American made. Promote it when you're giving it to someone. Even if you're preparing to give some gifts, this would be an excellent way to do it. And of course, you'll be supporting a part of our movement to make America first again. And also with us is Larkin Conley, national small business advocate, who has been in some business ventures over the years. And our next presenter is Bruce Bassett Powell, who has been an importer, a businessman, and of course, a proud American. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blihash. And I always urge you to spread the word about all of our efforts, and don't be afraid to send me those comments and suggestions, because I really enjoy them. Send them to Michael at AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, you know, there has been a lot of difficulties happening in the world. And I really see, after listening to all the people discussing on various forms of the news media and the political people, that we have to leave settling those unfortunate conflicts to the elected leaders and those involved in the conflicts themselves. The United States diplomats can help to try to work out some world peace and respect for all people. But we hear so much of it in the news media, and it's not something I would understand that should be happening. And I can imagine what many of you are thinking, like, what kind of a world will it be tomorrow? Because every day when you wake up, it's something new. And as I've been saying, since the first commentary that I prepared for my Saturday radio show back in 1999, when we first began promoting the Buy American Made, Support American Workers campaign, it was done to promote prosperity for our fellow Americans. And the idea of prosperity was more jobs, more businesses, more skilled workers. And I feel that that was really one of the keys to success for able-bodied people in America. And I want to thank everybody who's been helping us since 1999. From day one, I tried my best to compliment everyone. And you all deserve a lot of credit, because if we had national leaders speaking up, urging people to look out for more of this and more of that, and just talk about the 50-50 balance, it seems that that is even a controversial term, a 50-50 balance. One gentleman told me, a 50-50 balance, that's up to the people, the businesses. I mean, we live in America, the land of freedom, you know, the home of the brave and blah, blah, blah. I said, but we're not allowing our people to have good jobs and job skills, and we're looking the other way as those jobs keep getting moved out of the United States of America. It seems that everybody is fine with it. Hey, this is, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave, but not the people who should be working and being able to support themselves. Mark, you've heard it all, and I hope that you got my email, because we are now preparing for November as American Made Month. And I'm urging people to also check out the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and there's a link on the bottom, which is going to be moved up to the top. It's November, American Made Month, and I'm doing some special things here with some political leaders. It's an election time and all, and we'll be talking about that as time gets closer, and we'll be offering some additional programming on other days of the week to highlight them and bring them into the spotlight of what they would do to help bring about more jobs, more of the skilled positions into our schools, that people know what they can do after they graduate, to know where people are going with their education by the time they're in the 9th and 10th grade. We gained a lot of efforts, and Mark, tell me how you are getting ready. I believe you told us that in November you are preparing for a very special event.
Yes, Mike, how are you and Larkin and Bruce and Henry? Thank you always for making us sound good. Yes, very big event, the Made in America Manufacturing Conference, November 10th down in Tampa. It's invite only, but there's some big boys there, and it's all about bringing domestic manufacturing back to America. I'm keynote speaker. It's 3 weeks from today, in a few days. So, yeah, very excited about that, especially, you know, thanks for sending that Made in America month of November. The Made in America Manufacturer Conference fits perfect November 10th. It all goes together, Mike, and, it's just great, great stuff. I do want to bring up a lot of excitement up here last weekend. Tour buses hold 56 people. I talk about them a lot. But, boy, Mike, we had 7 tour buses last Saturday morning, from 9 o'clock to 11:30. So all 7 at once within 2.5 hours. Ricky Lee was delivering some chili. He makes the best chili on the planet, Altoona, PA. He's at all the Giant Eagles now, 61 of them. But he delivered. I said, hey, can you sing to the guys while you're here? And Lisa's wife was doing chili samples. So we had 350-plus people from Iowa, 3 from Wisconsin, St. Louis, Illinois, all at once, Mike, and great, great Americans. We had a heck of a day. They wiped out our store. We love it. They love it. I can't say enough for these tour buses. My new goal is 500 per year. We're at 168 now. You know, why not? If you can't put the stores across the country, bring all the people to you, Mike. And these people love it. Made in America, our mission. And I just want to bring that up. It's a positive. I just got off a bus today. 15 minutes ago.
You know, I learned something being in historic Philadelphia so much. People love to travel. People love to be on the go. And they love to see and be part of something positive. And that's exactly what you're offering to the people. You are giving them hope that there is hope for their families, friends, neighbors, children, and grandchildren. That's what's lacking in so much of what we see in the news media from our national elected leaders. They're fighting over this and over that. But is anybody in Washington giving us the example? We have to do this for our people. No, they're not. I'm not impressed by any of them. I'm in fact discouraged to see that they haven't given any of us hope to look forward to the future. When they ask me, I tell them I'm as point blank as I can be. Our goal through all of our efforts is to put America first, because we all saw what national leaders have done with letting the jobs out of America during the last 35 years. As far as I'm concerned, our national leaders are putting the well-being of the United States last, absolutely last. Someone like yourself should be invited to the White House. You should be invited to the Congress to speak. But I'll encourage that, to get Mark Andel as a speaker to speak up about American made and having things available in our stores more than ever. And I'll hope and pray that they will bring you an invitation to you and say, Mark, would you come and speak at the Capitol to us, to give us a little cheerleading? You let me know if that happens.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to say we get these buses, positive people. Every walk of life comes to the store off these buses. It's not what you see on the news. These 350 people were all getting along. Believe me, the line's so long, if there was ever going to be wrestling, it'd be then. It amazes me how everyone gets along. But, you know, to say in these tough times, it's fourth quarter. It's our time to shine. It's retail businesses' time to shine. But the brutal facts, you know, I talked to one lady on the bus, hey, how's things? How's the economy? Is it good? I said, well, no, it's good. These buses are good, but they're spending half of what they did before the pandemic. And that's a fact, Mike. That's just saying that disposable income's down. They'll go on a bus tour. They'll go on a trip, but they don't have as much money to spend, and it doesn't go as far. So, you know, the brutal facts of the current reality still are rapid inflation, product shortage, worker shortage more than ever, and leadership shortage. You know, I see Rite Aid going bankrupt and closing 150-plus stores around. These are big things. Yellow Freight goes out. These are big things, you know, because expenses are so high, they can't pay, you know, they can't bring in enough to pay their bills, Mike.
Well, you know, you're right, Mark. You're absolutely right. And I've spoken to some of those people. And you know what they say? The cost of operating the stores, the cost that they were demanding for the employees, has gone so far in the last 2 years, their cost of bringing the products into the stores is now becoming prohibitive. And I say, well, that is as a result of what happened in Washington in with that presidential order, the war on energy in America enacted by President Biden, we have to be point blank about it, is what caused the problems in America. And importing more of what we could produce here in the United States has certainly been making foreign gas suppliers wealthy, and in the long run, making American workers poorer. That's my feeling on it. I don't understand. And still, I asked five elected people from Washington, asking them, have they seen a report on how this new war on energy is going to benefit America in the next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? And I'm still waiting for that report. And with email and everything else, you could get right on the email and send it to me. Nobody wants to go against the president. And I don't think, quite frankly, that one individual should have the ability to cut anything in this country, something especially as controversial as energy. We were working for energy independence in America for 20 years, not just in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been going on for years as more and more energy suppliers have been building up, and we were making the Keystone Pipeline and everything else. Is it a constitutional right of ours to be pushed around by one man in Washington? As we're trying to become self-sufficient on energy, he says, oh, I'm expanding the war on pollution and everything else, and we're just going to do it this way. This is not something that we should allow in this country at any time. What do you think of that, Mark?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's just, it's a shame. There's no common sense. We said go back to the executive orders if our President Biden would with his team, and you got to look at the disconnects. You got to get an understanding of what's going on. And you've got to phase in electric, but you can't shut off fossil fuel. You got to get fuel prices back down, and that'll help our economy more probably than anything, Mike, if you get these fuel prices back down.
Well, sure. Mark, if you go to the gas station and you say fill up, it's now a lot more than it was 2 years ago. And the reason is why? What is the real reason why? We have to start asking, what is the real deal with all this? What makes us now any better by not making it in America, but importing it from foreign countries who are not our friends and enemies? And as we look at what's happening in the world, there's a lot of difficulties going on. So we depend on our national leaders and our Congress and all to help in whatever way they can. But we have to depend on those foreign leaders to finally get together and say, let us make the world a better place. But they don't want to do that. They're not asking those kind of questions. They're just going on and on. It's time to stop the bull, because we have to stop the bull to get off the bull and stop riding to a land of nowhere. Mark, let us turn to Larkin. Larkin, how are you doing, and what is new with you? And did you get my email about November, American Made Month?
I did, and I'll be a proud participant. Good morning, Chief Michael, Mark, and Bruce, and Henry. It's good to hear that everyone is here. Michael, you bring up firsthand the concerns that we have as part of our movement, what we stand for and what we're trying to correct. But it's the world has gotten so out of hand that it's pretty hard to think about all of this without paying extra special attention to the complete change of world order that we're facing right now in this country. And until it really is frightening, Mark. It's Oh yeah. And our president is over in Israel. I applaud. I think it takes a very special set of whatevers to be traveling over there as the president of the United States. There are probably no less than 10 million people that would like to see him bumped off. But at any rate, there is so much wrong right now that it ultimately, when we count everything, when we count all of our chips, we're going to discover that, you know, here's my the thing that happened this past week that I found most exceptional. Our president was interviewed by 60 Minutes. During that interview, I can see the guy, but I can't think of his name, said, Mr. President, are you concerned about the fact that the United States of America is about to be fighting war, sponsoring war, funding the wars in two different parts of the world? And he looked at this guy and he said, we're United States of America. What are you talking about? We are the United States of America. Well, you know, some time ago that probably carried a little bit of weight, but I think that's a little, and that's the frightening part of it, because I really do believe he thinks that just by virtue of history, we're going to hold our position as the number one power in the world, and that world order is not being challenged right now. And it certainly is.
It is being challenged. And I'll tell you one thing. America is a money supplier, but I don't know if they're really on the ball with trying to make peace and all happen. First of all, I don't understand how all this went on in Israel myself, because the Israeli people have a wonderful, wonderful defense system over there. And the fact that all that happened without anybody knowing almost amazes me. But the fact of the matter is they're damaging all properties instead of going there, just like in Ukraine, to make peace possible, to give examples, to go on the national media and give the grievances and give the resolutions. None of that's happening. Nothing. I don't hear a word for the resolution. We're going to give more arms. We're going to give more money. We're going to send this and that. But it's never, how are we going to resolve this once and for all? And that's exactly, Larkin, what happened here in the United States of America. Our people were not speaking up. The people in Washington were not speaking to the American people. And the jobs left over a period of 35 years. And they just kept saying, hey, America is the land of the free and the home of the brave. Michael, you can't make controversial statements. Instead, they said America is a free country and businesses can do whatever they want. Well, that's true. But you see that jobs and job skills were lost to those foreign countries because of that type of attitude. It's the same thing happened with all these various conflicts. There's been no leader going over and say, well, wait a minute, what's this all about? This is a new world order. It is a new world. We're supposed to be teaching each other how to love, how to get along, how to trade with one another, how to have people be a success. I don't hear any of that. Because we're going to give you more and of this and that to do what? To damage more properties, to mutilate, you know, people's lives? It doesn't make sense. I've been promoting since 1999 no less than a 50-50 balance of what's made in America. And also, if you had 50%, you'd be able to import more to other countries. You'd be able to really be a trading partner. People say, hey, Michael, America can do whatever they want. Businesses can do whatever they want. Isn't there any opportunity to get people at one table to say, what can we do so that everybody has an opportunity to thrive? And of course, we're looking out for America first. I don't hear that kind of speaking. Mark, do you ever hear that kind of speaking from maybe from your bus visitors? But do you ever hear that from politicians?
No, you know, they're all focused. But I think, you know, Larkin, you're on a very good point, though, with all the stuff in the world. Our mission's very important here, but there's so many things on the grand stage now that will affect the future. And, Mike, you're always pointing on. I can't believe you've done your show, you know, for so long, since 1999, and, you know, we keep that drive alive. I'm just afraid of the politicians. They're in their own world, and if they don't know how serious this is and how the United States of America really held everybody together for years and years, but we may not be that country no more.
But, you know, even in Washington, just let's take a moment to think about this. Electing a leader for the House of Representatives, all this bickering back and forth, where is there a leader to say, is it time for us to get Democrats and Republicans together for the good of our country? I don't hear that. It's, oh, this one's this and this one's that. To me, that turns people off. And that is another reason people are not coming out to vote. They're not concerned about voting. When they look at the kind of leaders that were elected to go to Washington and other levels of government, nobody's impressed. I'm not impressed. People are telling me that our message of 50-50, make 50% in America and import 50% from around the world, is controversial. I can't see that it's controversial at all. And I have invited people to come. And I don't want to be misquoted. You know, another thing, Larkin and Bruce and Henry and Mark, is the politicians are very foxy. They don't want to come on and say anything that may offend another one of their supporters. They're not concerned about the people that elected them to be in that position. But to anger some financial supporter. That's the only reason they say, Michael, you're promoting a controversial message. If someone can tell me, which people do write and say it's not controversial, these people are idiotic, and they say point blank, that is another reason I don't care about the upcoming election or any further election until someone impresses me to what they're going to do for the American people, that it's time to wake up and look out for the future of America, not the future of the world first, but look out for the future of America. Time to stop the bull. Who's really dragging us down in America? Can you answer that, Bruce? Who is dragging us down in America?
Oh, I don't know. Michael, I just think we've got lots of problems to deal with, even beyond the ones that we have right now. As Biden's there in Israel, Mr. Putin is flying to Beijing to solidarity with China. It's just a tactic to, change the conversation that they want to do. Not mass atrocities at all. China's hell-bent on doing this Belt and Road thing, and they're doing as much as they can to distract the world from the United States. And then I don't think they're going to succeed, but...
Now, Bruce, would you like it if you heard the news media announce that the President of the United States is going there to bring all the leaders of the Middle East together to bring peace about?
What the heck? He announced that he was going over there and he was going to meet the President of Egypt, and that fell through
at one table, Larkin, one table. When somebody invites me, I'm very happy to give my opinion. It's my opinion. And I would like for him to go over and say, people, leaders, we need peace. How are we going to do this while I'm here in this country? Come up with 10 ideas that we are going to get together and have peace. What is bugging you? What is bugging you? And let's get on the table and talk turkey.
You need to remind yourself that the mission of Hamas is to kill every Jew in the world. That's their mission, to eliminate, to eradicate.
Yes.
Now, that are you kidding me? If that doesn't sound like Hitler, nothing I've ever heard does. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So sit down at the same table. It's too polar right now. That if you told them that you were going to give them free lunch, or you were going to give everybody that attended five MiGs, fighter jets, they still wouldn't show up. They really wouldn't.
But Larkin, I want to tell you this: if I was in Biden's advisory council, I would say, President Biden, to make it known to the world that America represents a place of peace, once peace. When you go there, everything that you discuss is how are we going to work together to bring world peace? Not to say we are behind you, we're going to give you more this and more that to fight, but what are we going to do to give more people the opportunity to bring peace to the table? That's the thing. We're on this broadcast, through this movement, we've been promoting, competition for American businesses to compete with one another, and we're promoting world competition of all products as well. We're doing that, but I don't ever hear that coming from the big boys in Washington or the president. The president should be there too, saying, wait a minute, I want everybody in America to have a job. I want them to have job skills. Going into the school districts and all. One teacher told me, I'm afraid to be, nobody will go want to teach in the shops because some of the teachers are afraid that some of these kids get angry with each other. They'll pick up a screwdriver or something and go after one another. Now, what kind of a world are we promoting by that kind of thinking? We can't put the shop back because we don't know what the kids are going to be doing in the classroom. That doesn't make any sense to me. But there, this is how it is. We have to promote, you know, the production of products here in the United States. Ago, how many of the big factories and the factories of the past are not the factories of the of today's world? A lot of that is now automated, but you have to have people running the computers, making sure that the supply line is going strong. That's not happening in America. Why is it happening in every other country where they're training their people from the seventh and eighth grades to know what they want to do, how they can participate in a positive economy, knowing that through their job skills, they'll be able to move up the ladder of success? That's not being discussed in America.
Well, you know, it's all very well talking about the president of the United States wanting to talk trade and focus on manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Right now, he's saying, I want world peace, and I've got two aircraft carrier battle groups in the Mediterranean to prove it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is not a reflection of peace. And, you know, a lot of these countries receive aid put forth by the American taxpayer and or putting us in debt. Yet none of that is brought up. These countries get all sorts of aid. And this should be a way of bringing world peace. We help you because we see that there is a need, but you have to also go toward world peace, world competition of positive things. We want to sell your products. We want you to sell our products. I can't figure it out. Maybe this is going to be something we have to address during November, American Made Month, and get more and more people involved. I'm really pleased that we had a promo in the last newsletter, and people have been saying, well, I'm glad this program is keeping up with that, because we have to start talking about getting more and more stuff. And what Mark said earlier, this is very true. People are going to the stores and they don't have that spendable income as they did 2-3 years ago. They don't have it. So yes, they participate on the tours and everything else, but like the gift shops and all are not generating the amount of money through the sale of items, because people have to spend on the things that they need the most to continue their life. And that's where no one in Washington has any idea. We have to agree we want prosperity in all countries of the world, because that's a key to promoting happiness and goodwill in the world. But allowing people to be just angry over religious differences and political differences, it seems to me that we are wasting our time and not leaving a world to our children and grandchildren that is going to be positive and make our future bright for them. We've already seen that what's been going on. How about we start and keep looking forward for America's youth? You know, people, when they're born, they're not born to be prejudiced or anything like this. They are taught to be prejudiced because they see the actions of people around them. And this is something, if you see peace around you, the desire for peace, that is what you learn. If you see the desire to be against something, that is also what you learn. Prosperity in all countries has to become as a result of peace, competition, and people feeling good about themselves. Mark, tell me what you think about those thoughts.
Yeah, no, I think I agree, Mike. You know, just a lot going on. I think what we do is real. It's very important. I think a lot of people know and agree with you, Mike. I just think a lot of our politicians aren't in our game, aren't in our day-to-day. I just talked to a businessman before on the phone. I said, how you doing? You know, he always asks. I said, fighting a fight, living the dream. You know, but he said, you know, they make it harder, but we keep going, Mark. And it's a good statement because they do. It's hard on businesses. It's hard on business owners with the high expenses and whatnot to hang on. But we are the fabric of America. But all these world problems are going to lead to other problems. It just doesn't seem like our government takes care of anything. They just keep kicking the can down the road, throwing money at things if it's Ukraine or Israel, and even our problems back here in our border. How many terrorists are coming through our border walls, guys, right now?
Well, that's right. Nobody knows, because what they're trying to do is process the people, because there's so many of them, and just push them out to different states and, you know, have it. But prosperity, as I said, is the key to world peace. And by the way, Mark, you're absolutely right. So many people from other parts of the world are coming to America because they want to experience the American dream. They want to be successful. They hear, go to America, the great place of great prosperity and all. They're coming over borders to get away from their countries because their countries don't offer that type of prosperity. I think America would be wise. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to say one thing. You know, we're living in real time, so we see everything on TV, we see everything on the phones, and these kids and people are on all their social media or Twitter. You know, it's just different seeing everything so quick. The buses, when I bring them up, what I love about our buses, the tour buses, they're great people, they're happy people, they're loving people, they're good Americans, they contributed. There's a lot of great people in this country and world, and I think it's time we've got to unite more people and bring out the good. We're just seeing constantly bad on TV and the news, and that's not good.
Well, you're absolutely, Mark, you are absolutely correct. If we saw more positive things happening to show that our American people are regarded as the most important, I think a lot more confidence would be given to the businesses. Businesses are told when they're saying, well, we have plans to open up a new industry here or there. They go to the politicians, and the politicians said, well, we can only allow this or that because we need every tax dollar that we can because, you know, we have so many people unemployed and in poverty and everything else. Well, why aren't you addressing unemployment? When you say we're saying unemployment, Mark, we're saying we're looking for people of every level. But when you look on the debt clock, there are over 10 million people unemployed. So how do we get those 10 million people back into the job market? I no politician is telling me that. No leader is telling me that. No future expected or want to be leader is telling us how we're going to do this. Everything has to be done, you know, with this one's concerns and this one's feelings and all. No, I think it's time for everybody to speak up and let everybody know what's really on their mind. Hold nothing back.
Well, I think that's great. But the fact of the matter is this universe, this world of ours has been fighting religious wars, and seeing as Bruce is our military expert, how many years, Bruce, do you think?
Millennia.
Fighting... Huh? You're right.
Millennia.
Forever. Forever and ever we've been fighting religious wars. And
year one.
And never once has anybody really been able to settle them. Hatred is hatred. And it's very, very unfortunate. You know, my grandmother used to tell me all the time, when you bump into something like this that you can't resolve, rise above it.
Right.
Refuse to play into that hand. Rise above it. And I expect you to rise above it. And she was 100% right. There's nothing that we can do right now to end this war. There really isn't. They say, can you get rid of Hamas? Nah. I asked Bruce the other day, what about trying to get rid of Hezbollah. And he said, well, why would you want to get rid of it? Isn't that Lebanon's soccer team? He didn't say that. He did say it, but
I said that.
Joke. we've even lost our ability to laugh, not only at ourselves, but at human nature's circumstances that are. I just don't know where to turn next. I seriously don't. And I don't think any leader does. I know for certain that it was decided that this trip to Egypt, I applaud it, and for Biden taking that kind of chance. I don't think there's enough security in the world to protect him in this environment. For him to say that the true reason he's really going over there is to get reelected.
Yeah.
This is really a crapshoot. People in Washington, D.C. are not sitting around talking about he's over there, you know, let's everybody write him or let's get together as a caucus and see if we can give him some great advice as to how to resolve this, whether it's a two-state resolution or whatever. No. In this country, they're all sitting around the table talking about, well, if he does get some kind of residency, if he does get back here safely, and, you know, he'll get reelected. Well, who cares about reelection right now? Who cares? But that's where Washington is right now. It's getting reelected.
Yeah. Larkin, the more I speak to people, the people desiring to go out and elect anyone is becoming less and less. I'm seeing that and hearing that. It's not what it used to be. People tell me, you know, Michael, I have to make my own well-being. I can't depend on national leaders. I've been watching them since I was in high school, and now I have little kids and they're going to school, and those people are no example to me whatsoever. And so this is what scares people away. If Biden went to the Middle East and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to work with all parties to end this conflict, and hopefully we will see conflicts throughout the world ended so that we can all live in peace, prosperity, and have offer each other competitive products and live as a world, not as a world of anger and hate and jealousy, but as a world of peace and prosperity. Those words alone, those few sentences, would make him look like a real leader, because he's talking about not getting more arms and stuff for you, but talking that we are going to work together to see what we can do to bring about peace. What has been lacking in peace? The religious stuff and all, it's time for people to consider how they can be better people through peace and prosperity, not just arguing about this faith is correct and this faith is not correct. To me, believing in God is your choice. And that's how I feel it should be ended. When he goes there, he goes to any place. I thought, and I mentioned this on this broadcast, I hope that when the Ukraine situation started, that could have been ended within weeks. Not look at the timetable now. It's got to be 18 months. 18 months and what has been accomplished?
It's a little bit over a year, and all they've done is blown up a lot of gunpowder, leveled a lot of buildings, and killed a ton of innocent people.
Right. Now, in most cases, Mark, what does a child 3 years old or someone, you know, in high school or college have to do with any of these conflicts? How will these conflicts benefit them? That's the question nobody asks. I ask it of certain people. They don't want to answer. Mark, what do you think of that?
No, I think it's hard last night watching all the protests at the colleges. And I'm kind of with you guys and Lark. Just, if somebody's out just to kill human beings and babies, I've got a problem. And there's one thing you do with evil.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The thing is, and some people were talking, I'm not an expert on funding for foreign aid and all, but some people are saying we're still sending foreign aid to a lot of these places, and yet they continue to act the way they act and do whatever they want to do while our foreign aid continues. I think it's really time for us to start speaking up and asking exactly where the foreign aid is going. And one politician said that's a lot of work to get something like that moving. Michael, you don't understand. I said, well, maybe 25 years ago, you could have told me that and I would buy it. Today with the computer, with internet sites, that stuff can all be put on there. Where the money went, what was the purpose for it? You know, where are the reports on what they did with the foreign aid paid for by hardworking, taxpaying Americans? None of that is being discussed. And so we have to start speaking up a little more openly before any elections come up. And as you see, the election stuff is all dancing around, too. No, we want to ask for hard facts and figures. Our fellow Americans want to see the expansion of manufacturing in this country. They want to see the expansion of inventing products once again. It's discouraging when people look at their, as a result of shows like this and looking at commentaries and hearing other radio broadcasters talk about, you know, it's time we have to start supporting more American made and things like that. They're starting to look at different products that they're using on an everyday basis and say, why is all this stuff foreign made? Where are our people? Where are our inventors? Even this cell phone is a perfect example. They're constantly bringing up all brand new cell phones, but where are those cell phones from? Definitely not made in America. So this is the problem. They have their eyes focused on a goal, and the goal is to bring products to the world, get the funds for those products, and make their government and their people thrive while we have more people on unemployment, more people living in poverty, and more people, you know, angry with themselves and their environment because they don't have a way to support themselves and their quality of life, the things that they would want to do. There's no person from the national level in Washington saying, we want more people to do this, and in order for us to accomplish this goal, we need more manufacturing, more schools focused on getting us people with the job skills needed in America right now. There are so many job skills needed. Mark, you know it better than anybody. And yet the schools are saying, well, we would do it if the federal government money was directed in that direction. But right now it's just coming in and do whatever you want.
Well, the chip manufacturing business is going a bit more in our favor. There are five major chip makers that are building chip plants: Global Foundries, Intel, Texas Instruments, Samsung Foundry, and TSMC. They're building new semiconductor production facilities in the U.S. We were 37% of capacity in 1990. Today we're only 12%. And they think that will bring what the new facilities will bring it up to 47%. So who knows?
Now, here's something, Bruce, I'm going to ask you. Those new facilities are being brought up by companies that are based here in the United States?
Well, two of them aren't. Samsung Foundry and TSMC is South Korean, I mean. But they're bringing jobs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but they still hold the rights to all the products, and they get the major tax breaks because they are a foreign country operating in a foreign country.
They're getting some tax breaks.
Yeah, I'd like to see a few of our American companies bring those chips or even buy those chip products and make them here in the United States of America, because I'll tell you why. A label lets customers know that many Americans were involved in producing that product, distributing the product, selling it, servicing the item, not only selling it at the store. That's the reason we promoted for years to have manufacturers promote that the fact on their label that they're made in the United States. And also, a label is really a symbol of pride for the company and also the workers making that product. And a label tells us that the industry in America is really in competition with the foreign products. And we know that people in the United States are having the ability to have a way to support themselves as well as the country. That's the reason all of this has to be changed around. For 35 years, big investors from around the world came in and invested in a lot of our businesses to the point that they were able to get the majority share. And when you have the majority of everything or anything, you then control it. And so this is part of the problem. And after years of seeing so many of our industries and jobs all being relocated around the world, we now have to take inventory. Like, what is our future? What's going to be left here in America in another 10 years, in another 15 years? Larkin, you told people, and many people told me that you said that all the pig farms were bought up by China.
Yep.
And they looked it up and they said, yes, Michael, Larkin is saying it's a fact. They came and bought up all the pig farms in the United States of America.
Well, and around the world also. But, I mean, China owns something absolutely absurd, like 80% of all pigs in the world.
Look at that.
All pork. And, here's the problem with America. Most of the people don't care. That's the problem.
But here's something, Larkin. You're absolutely right. They don't care because they don't really know what was going on. The news media of the last 25, 30 years didn't really allow people the opportunity to speak up about such issues, because those people became their bigger supporters, their bigger advertisers, their bigger customers. But now, as people are seeing, and Mark, perfect person, seeing the availability of people to work in the various fields, hard to come by. It's all over the place. Our agency in Philadelphia is constantly asked, do you have people in this field and that field? Send them over. I know you won't send anybody that you don't know and can't recommend. That's very unfortunate that it's come to this kind of situation. That also makes moving overseas more beneficial to the companies. Making more industries in America is going to have to come up with the idea of less taxes. The tax situation has been poorly presented also, because when you have people working in America, those people pay taxes to the government through their paychecks. Right now, so much of the stuff coming in on containers from foreign countries is not really helping us. It's hurting us. That's why our debt is going up on a regular basis, because we are watching money come from our tax dollars and be used to pay all the interest on the debt that we generated. and we're bringing in containers. Ships and ships are waiting to come in, bringing products from all over the world. And they leave half empty because we don't have anything made here that they want to buy over there. It's a whole thing that's never been addressed. I think the president, the future presidents, should all be put on the carpet, and that should be the main thing they talk about. How do we make life in America the best that it can be? Right now, it's a political world. Everybody, well, don't say this, don't do that, don't act controversial, don't speak controversial. No. Our goal still is, Mark, and as you mentioned that several times over the last few years, our goal is 50% of the products sold in America in our stores and in the internet, on the internet right now, should be made in America. Would that be something that you could feel good about, Mark?
No, absolutely. Always all the things we talk about are good. I think when you guys talk about, you know, it's just not important to enough people. Larkin said a long time ago, you know, we've got to make made in America, buy local, important. And I just don't think a lot of people at the top of their list are worried about crazy stuff to me, you know, that doesn't mean too much. And how do we get people to get better educated on what's going on? Vote, number one. They've got to vote to truly make change, Mike. And that's the big question, right?
You know, nobody is talking about when you have a job in America, that it's not just one job. You need people in management. You need people to make the product, sell the products, do the accounting, do the advertising, the research and development. How about the shipping of the products, the packaging of the product? There's all these jobs, and yet we're bringing that stuff in. Those people are working somewhere else. We're bringing it in, going to the store, picking it up because we need it. But nobody in business or leadership is talking together. How are we going to restore America to where it was 30 years ago? And if it's not restored to America, to the America that it was, at least 50%, we are going to have some difficult times in the future. And that I don't want to see. Uh-oh, as you can hear by the clock on the wall ticking away and the music in the background, which Henry is playing away, it's time for us to say thank you for being with us. I first of all want to say thank you to Mark Andel, Larkin Conley, to Bruce Bassett Powell, to Henry Chaplinsky for always doing his best to make sure our rebroadcasts are sounding the best. And I want to thank all of you for doing what you are doing, and make sure you spread the word that people can listen to our broadcast and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. Dovizhenya, goodbye, and stay well and be happy. Have a great one.